Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health, a show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Life Talk Live. I am Howard Rogers.
And I'm Richard Morris.
And we're here to share with you information today about a topic that most of us, as a result of the time of the year, are very familiar with.
Oh, you mean it's not normal to be overwhelmed this time of year?
What is that, being in debt?
Yeah, well, no, that comes afterwards. Yeah, okay. You have stress now because of what you need to do and the money you spend. And then in January, you'll have depression because of the money you spent.
And that's another source of stress.
No laughing matter.
No, really it isn't. But it is kind of interesting, the approach that we really have. And it is a stressful time of the year, right?
Well, it is for a number of reasons. Of course, we're so busy with everything. We're trying to work. We're trying to get ready for the holidays, people coming into town, or we're going somewhere, and we're, like we were just talking about, money is going to be tight. There's just a lot of things going on.
And they're stressful things because my wife, my kids, my grandkids are all, what do you want for Christmas? Anything I wanted for Christmas, I probably bought last week. And it can be frustrating. I don't know what I want for Christmas. If you know what I want for Christmas, would you call in and let me know so I can let those that want to know?
Well, now, good luck with that one.
It's even more stressful because you have to become creative and come up with something that they want, that they have no idea that they want it.
True. Now, that's the trick. You have any suggestions for that, Jay? We'd love to hear them.
Well, I had a great idea last year. I can't suggest it this year because they've already gone out of business. But when I reminded close, yeah. When I reminded my mom what a great idea it was, she said, I'm not getting you that again.
Yeah. What is stress, Richard? I mean, we might as well start off, you know, at the beginning. What is stress?
I think they have these little stress balls that you can squeeze. Yeah. But now Black Friday was Friday and Cyber Monday was yesterday, so I don't think they're on sale anymore.
Now, probably off the market.
Well, right. And by this time next month, they'll be ruined. So
they will be worn out.
Well, stress is a... can be a number of things. I mean, stress can come down to a situation that triggers a particular biological response. That's probably, and a lot of things can trigger that biological response.
And there's basically two responses to that stimulus. You can fight it, or you can run from it.
True.
And you look at people and you see them walking around, you know, stressed out, and you can figure out almost, of course, we have experience in trying to judge people, but you can almost look at them, tell which ones are going to run and which one's going to say, make my day.
Well, and the thing is oftentimes it's the situation really isn't that dire.
That's true. Isn't that amazing?
But we respond on some level up to that point where... And it can be a good thing that's causing stress, like expecting your kids or grandkids to come and see you.
Yeah. You know, little angels come, they get there right before we eat, them little devils go home after we eat. You know, it's just a matter of perception. But I don't have any little devils. All mine little angels all the time.
Those are grandkids.
Yeah, grandkids, great-grandkids.
Okay.
But what you're saying, I think, is not all stress is bad.
Well, that's true. That's true. And there's a lot of different things that can cause stress. Stress can be when it's dead hot summer. That can be very stressful physically. When it's been like it's been the last couple of days, it's extremely stressful. And what happens is those things go into your overall load of stress or feeling stress.
So we're looking at either acute stress or maybe episodic or chronic stress. You know, as we look at the stressful parts of life, I think we fail to realize that I get up and go to work every morning because of stress, and it's not necessarily bad stress. It's just stress of knowing they're not going to pay me if I'm not there.
Well, and you're talking, in some respects, you're talking about something called eustress.
Yeah.
Okay, look, when you're bored, when you've got nothing to do and all day to do it, you're not functioning very well. I'm sorry, you're not.
No.
You may think you are, and most of us could use an afternoon or even a day when that's, you know, there's nothing going on. But we need that stress, whether it's to the extent of not making a living or making a living, mm-hmm. that's beside the point. The thing is, we need something stressful to get us going.
I heard one guy explain it that stress was somewhat similar to a violin string. He said there's nothing worse than a violin string that doesn't have enough tension on it.
Unless the violin string has so much tension it
too
breaks the violin.
Yeah. So if there's not enough, you've got this sound that's just...
But well, there is... ever heard of flat, a violin that's not tuned right? And it's
I've
flat.
Played them.
Yeah, well, it's not pleasant for
no,
anybody
it isn't.
Concerned.
It isn't. But then there's that one spot there where you get it just right. But then anything past that's either going to break the string or it's going to break the violin. So we're looking at, you know, there's a point there where you need stress.
Well, and you're talking about somebody we both studied back in the day. It was called the Yerkes-Dodson
Yes,
law.
Indeed. Wasn't that beautiful?
And it makes a lot of sense when you understand it.
It does.
It's a U-shaped curve
yeah. mm-hmm.
that... when your level of functioning goes up, the more stress you're under mm-hmm. until you reach a certain point.
Yep.
And then you flatten out. And then the more stress you add to that, the worse you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just it doesn't just go from, okay, you're fine, to, oops, I'm in the
Sorry.
Hospital now or had a heart attack. It's
yeah.
it's usually a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
That goes with that being overstressed.
Yeah, a study by Mayo Clinic suggested that on any given ER visit, that 80% of the people are coming in thinking they're having a heart attack there because of stress.
Well, and one of the closely resembling things to a heart attack is a panic attack.
Yeah.
And stress can bring those on.
Mm-hmm.
So... but let's talk more about what happens in stress. We're not going to take a lot of time on it because we could take a whole day talking about stress.
Yes, yes. It's an interesting area, and, you know, if you want to take notes, there will be a test next week on this.
You're trying to get their stress level up enough
yeah,
to...
right.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. When you are stressed... something has happened in your environment, and for most of us, it's a group of things. And it's not just what happens, but it's how we interpret it.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? How you interpret it. Perception, perception, perception. In real estate, it's location, location, location. In the psychological aspect, it's
yes.
perception, perception, perception.
And the thing is you can reframe some things.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if there's a tornado coming down your street, I'm sorry, there's a tornado coming down your
and you
street.
You can't reframe
you
it.
You might reframe it, but it may reframe you, too.
It may move you to a new location.
So, but here's the thing, is that we see something or something happens, we respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we respond to it physiologically first.
Yes.
And that's what you were just
now, you're
talking
using
about.
A long, long word, a big word there. What physiologically means weight gain? high blood pressure, lack of energy.
Well, now those go with extended periods of stress.
Chronic.
Chronic stress, right. When you're just stressed, your body produces, here's some more big words, get ready for them.
Okay.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, cortisol.
Noradrenaline, cortisol, ACTH, that's a short word.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Adrenocorticotropic hormone.
Amen.
But now what those do is they get your body ready to fight or flee.
And now that's an episodic, isn't it? Episodic stress.
To start with, yeah. Right. And what happens is we get stressed at work. All these other things kind of build up.
Mm-hmm.
And we reach the point where our heart rate's higher, where our blood pressure is higher. In fact, the blood in your hands, it's like it's cold out.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Your hands get cold, your feet get cold, but that's so that the blood flow is more central.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to do that requires higher blood pressure, and that's a long story. But the bottom line is it causes you to get ready to run or fight.
Yeah. But And this happens to everyone. I mean, don't think that you're picked on just because you have an acute stress.
No, but here's the thing, is if you reinterpret, if the situation passes, then it takes time for your body to return to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, we have one stressor after another. I mean, there's so many things that happen in a day that we just end up being chronically stressed. And when that happens, you end up gaining weight. Your blood pressure becomes high and stays high. It becomes a chronic condition.
Mm-hmm.
You have trouble sleeping. You don't have energy. And there's a lot to go into all of those things. The diabetes is associated with that because that's part of getting your body ready to fight or flee is you're producing sugar,
mm-hmm,
so that your muscles have energy to, run, fight, whatever. And if that continues, then you eventually your body responds to the insulin by producing insulin, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And you become what's the right term? Resistant?
Yeah. It gets to the point where your impulses don't provide the protection that they need to.
So, anyway, now this last item here about stress, chronic stress, and how it affects you is a weakened immune system. Mm-hmm. When I was in graduate school, it was amazing how many kids, and these were kids. I wasn't a kid, but they were.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Okay. During finals, they'd start off, and by the end of the week of final exams, they would all be sniffling and sick, having a cold or flu. And the reason was that chronic. They were so stressed that it affected their immune system and made them more susceptible to colds and other problems.
Mm-hmm. And the other part of it is, and people not going to hear this, stress is more likely to cause you to have a winter episode of sniffles than is the cold weather.
Well, and there are a number of people who get sick in the winter. Now, if you got kids at home, there's your germ factory right there. But the stress will cause your immune system to be weakened.
Yeah, they will bring the germs to you.
Oh, they will. That's a given. And so anyway, that's that. But we're getting, we've started off talking about stress affects everybody.
Right, right.
Not all stress is bad. That eustress, the concept of eustress.
And not all stress affects everyone in the same way. As we said, there's the two ways of doing that. There's the fight and the flight. You're either going to stand your ground and fight, or you're just going to run and try to get away from it.
Well, and that long-term stress will harm your health.
Yes.
It's not could harm your health.
It will. It will.
And it shows up in a number of ways. And in fact, winter stress or the holiday stress has been associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular problems, heart attacks,
right,
over the winter time, usually January. And I've forgotten what article I read about that, but it was an older one, 1999 or something.
Sometimes I think you and I read too much.
Well, I learned how a long time ago. It's helpful.
But as we look at stress, think about your stressful moment. We'd like to hear some of you tell us your stressful moments and how you reacted to it, because as we said, stress affects everyone either in some way at some point in time.
Well, and the worst of it is that oftentimes we have these chronic stressors, work, home, family members, friends, that we lose sight of the fact that we're so stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we have to understand and recognize are the signs of stress.
Yeah, and so some causes and signs. And the other thing that I have found is I spent some time with a patient today, and they really, I don't think, could grasp the concept that there was life without negative stress. It was...
Well, and we can take negative stress to a certain point,
mm-hmm.
but after that point, it tears us down. Yep. And finding ways to get away from that and to minimize that negative stress is important.
And the same psychologist that used the violin string also used another example. He said, you can back a truck up in the truck with springs on it. He said, you can throw 100 pounds in it, and it'll go down a little bit. You can throw another 100 pounds in it, and it'll go down a little bit. But he said there's a point where those springs are going to break.
Or bottom out.
I
put about a ton and a half of tile on my little light pickup.
It didn't work well, did it?
And, well, it got me home from Decatur to where I was living, mm-hmm. and managed to get there. But that is a reasonable approach to looking at it, because whenever you hit a bump, you didn't respond. My truck didn't respond the way it would with a couple of 100 pounds in it.
Didn't bounce back, did it?
No, the whole thing bounced, and it was harder to steer, and I was worried that the wheels would break, you know, that something would break.
So chronic stress is somewhat like a truck who is overloaded. The body, the mind, the spirit, the whole thing.
Well, and you will see and recognize those symptoms of stress, mm-hmm. this time of year, because you'll see people, they're having difficulty sleeping.
Yeah.
They're increasing alcohol consumption. Well, mm-hmm. this time of year is a big time for people.
Tis the season to be jolly, and if I can't be jolly without alcohol, I'll buy a case.
Well, yeah.
Why not? Right?
Why not? And other substance use. But losing your temper easily, you know, being angered easily, feeling depressed. Well, the holidays are bad for mm-hmm. that for a number of reasons. But not having any energy or not feeling very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of symptoms of your body telling you that you're stressed.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not pretty.
Well, right. And by January, you see the number of hospitalizations for depression, anxiety, being worn out, as well as cardiovascular problems.
Right.
Those
anxiety,
go up.
Cardiovascular, depression, high blood pressure, weakened immune system. 'Tis the season.
And we always thought it was a joyful season. Well, it is, and it needs to be, and that's why this is important.
Right, right. We're going to take a break. Hope we didn't catch the director's. We were about 30 seconds earlier, but let me take this time to invite you to call us if you have questions. Send it to us on Facebook. Call us and share with us your most stressful event.
We're here, but the computer is not cooperating.
Oh, the computer is not cooperating, but the phone line is. So call us.
Talk for about 10 more seconds.
Oh, I can do that without any problem. All right. We've covered some of the aspects. We're going to go in depth when we get back from the break on the causes of stress.
8 more seconds. No, I'm kidding.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
If you're like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self-Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self-Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out Self-Storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com. Or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Makers Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
You're listening to Live 95. Welcome back. Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health, a show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now,
Here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
It was pointed out to me that I have left a lot of you sitting there with your phones in your hand, wishing to call, but not knowing the number. So I'm going to give it to you and program it in your phone. The number is 256-737-9505. 256-737-9505. If you have a question or if you would like to share with us your most stressful moment. We've kind of hit at this going around and around here, but let's just kind of in a straightforward way look at some of the causes of either acute or chronic stress.
Well, there's a natural disaster. We talked about a tornado coming through. That's one of the things that can do that.
We've seen that in Coleman quite a few times.
Well, more times than most of us would like.
Right, right. And believe it or not, living with chronic illnesses can cause chronic stress. And let's define chronic here, okay?
Well, it's enduring.
Enduring.
That's another big word. It means long-term.
Yeah.
Continuing.
Without a reasonable expectation of an end in sight.
And there are a number of examples of that, but arthritis is one of them.
Type 2 diabetes.
Well, right. Or type 1.
Yeah.
I mean, any long-term chronic condition, being grossly obese.
Right.
That can be, I mean, that's associated with a number of problems.
Well, we need to do a program on that, Richard, because there's so much there. I mean, I did a study on that at one time. It may be outdated now. But in excess of 25% of morbidly obese people were depressed.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. And it's this, what caused the obesity may be related to what caused the depression.
Right.
So, right. And there's so many things there that would be a whole program.
And the other study that we might need to do is, you know, which is more effective, Zoloft or chocolate? But, you know, chronic illness, and I think we should add maybe here that chronic illness for either you or a loved one.
There. Because a family member or a close friend, your fiance or your mm-hmm. spouse, those are things that will affect you. I mean, maybe not in the same way, but the stress of it will affect you to a large extent.
Right, right. So we have several things there. There's other things there as well.
Well, what about a life-threatening accident or illness?
It's got to be very, very stressful because you're looking at, okay, the breadwinner of the family is in a life-threatening accident.
Motor vehicle accident. This time of year, those happen a lot more frequently, whether it's weather-related or whether somebody on the roads had too much to drink or, you know, whatever.
But what is the spouse, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, or whatever, what do you think their stress level is as a result of that person being in an accident?
Well, it's exceptionally high. I mean, there's no way around it because you're worried, you know, that anxiety is stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And then going on, being the victim of a crime, that could be anything from having your packages stolen from your car to having your car stolen from the parking lot.
I have, we at one time had a mobile home on the lot on the lake. And nothing really valuable in it, some little keepsakes and things like that. And one of the neighbors rode by one day and he said, I thought maybe you left your door open, so I went to close it, but it had been kicked down, and it looks like they ransacked, and they got quite a few things, and we got most of it back, but there were a few things that, you know, they got an old trunk of mine that had some mementos in them.
Right.
They weren't worth 30 cents to anyone but me, but I don't know, maybe they burned them, maybe they threw them away or whatever. But it was stressful just thinking that people would do that.
Well, and having your boundaries violated,
right,
which is what you're talking mm-hmm. about there mm-hmm. as well. But what about family stressors?
Mm. Yeah. That's especially this time of the year.
Well, okay, an abusive relationship. Think about it this way. No matter how often or you know, if you're in an abusive relationship, this time of year is going to be worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like we were talking about earlier, the amount of stress that everyone is under is going to be higher. We're around more people. There are, you know, various reasons for abuse would be more present.
Yeah. Yeah, it and especially when you're thinking, you know, this shouldn't be happening at all, but it really shouldn't be happening at Christmas.
No, and if you're in an unhappy marriage.
Oh, goodness.
You know, you're around that person. You're expected by everyone else to, you know, to be doing well mm-hmm. and to mm-hmm. Be enjoying the time. And unhappy marriages, when you put that extra stress on them, rather than yeah. becoming happier, become more unhappy.
Yeah, you go to trying to ratchet it down, but no, not necessarily just marriage. Sometimes you get involved in a prolonged and protracted divorce proceeding. You know, if you have a contested divorce in Coleman County, it may be up to 5 years before you get that resolved. Because you're going to go up there and you can't agree with it, and they're going to try, and the attorney's going to try, and then they're going to send you to mediation, and that's not going to work, and then it's going to come back, and it's going to go on the judge's docket, and there's 3,384,000 cases before you. And
right. And then over the holidays, they want to put those off because nobody really wants to deal with those things during the holidays.
No.
But
no.
then the key to most of those divorce problems is child custody.
Yeah.
And I hate to burst anybody's bubble, but if you have a child with somebody, you are going to be involved with that person until that child is an adult. And even then, all the things that go on in their life, you're going to have to share with that other person.
You're going to have to share them because... grown up. And that child has had a child, so yeah, you never gonna. I mean, until you die or they die, you're gonna have some crossover.
And even worse is if there are problems with custody, or if you want to take your child to Pennsylvania to visit, you know, family, your family. If that other spouse doesn't want you to, mm-hmm. you'll have trouble taking them out of state. Without a judge approving it. And a judge isn't going to approve it because if that child is taken to another area...
he loses his authority.
Right. And so it becomes a serious problem all the way around.
And it's not funny. It really isn't. And Richard and I are speaking from experience on this. Both of us have been on both sides of numerous cases. And one of the first things that you look at when a couple comes in for marriage counseling is, where is this going? Because you don't want to be tied up in court on it. But
well, I mean, that's... And so we both tend to talk to both the parents in terms of, look, you're going to have to get along on the child.
Yep.
The rest of it, you don't, but that you really do.
And if you don't get along on the child, there is a possibility that the court may TP or do a termination of parental rights, and you won't have the child.
Well, that's a whole nother story.
That's a two-week issue of itself. Other things, you know, caregiving. If you have a loved one who has a chronic illness, who is unable to take care of themselves, Alzheimer's, dementia.
Right, and this time of year especially, because, you know, as the caregiver, you're thinking of the back in the days when this person was, you know, with it and a big part of your life, and now they may not even be aware that, you know, next week is Christmas or that last week was Thanksgiving.
I had a call not too long ago from a lady. She said, my husband has Alzheimer's and I would like to make an appointment. And I said, well, do you want to bring him to my office? She said, oh, no, sir. I don't want to make an appointment for him. I need to make an appointment for me.
Well, and now you're getting to a whole nother area that's important, and that's respite care.
Mm-hmm.
And respite, and we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves in terms of things you can do to help you deal with stress.
Right. If you have a person with Alzheimer's or dementia, go by the 36-hour day. It's a fantastic book that covers what you have to get done in 24 hours. It should take 36.
And that's the name of the book was the 36-hour
day.
Hour day. Okay.
But caregiving, what about living in poverty? Do we have homeless people in Cullman?
We do.
We do.
I'm not going to say that I know many of them because I don't, but I know that they're here. And there's poverty in almost any community.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not free from that. And especially this time of year, people are reminded of all the things that they had or that other people have that they don't.
I can't imagine what it must be like at Christmas to have two or three or four kids and barely having enough money to get by. And then those kids are going to school the week after Christmas and seeing what everyone else got. And they got an orange, a walnut, and a piece of peppermint.
Well, and that there are groups in the Cullman area that help with those things. So please don't just sit there. Finding some of that those things for your kids, because that's more important than you feeling.
Yeah, I think what we're both trying to say here is once you have a kid, it's not about you anymore.
Well, that's true. And of course, now we're going on to other things like if you work in a dangerous profession, that's stressful. If you
we're referring to the police officers, Army guys, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, but truck drivers, taxi
right.
drivers.
Oh, there are a number of very dangerous professions. But anyway, there's almost no end to things that can be very stressful for mm-hmm. people. But let's get to the part that's really going to be, wait a minute. Before we do, we'll go back to the symptoms.
Let's touch on some of those. And that's one of the things that you and I work on. You walk into our office. You're going to say things, but we're going to look at other things that are going to touch.
What are other things that are going on?
Yeah.
Like chronic pain or, you know, do you have a sore neck or a sore back? And have you looked into what's causing that?
Mm-hmm. And chronic, again, is ongoing. You can treat it, but you can't cure it.
Well, having a headache. Okay, that's a problem, but that's usually two or three mm-hmm. hours.
I know this lady who said she went to the doctor and she had degenerative arthritis, REM something. I don't remember all the initials she gave me. And she said, I looked at the doctor and said, when is this going to be over? And she said, the doctor looked at me and said, what part of chronic degenerative do you not understand?
Well, and there again, these are symptoms of stress. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're having, the pain will be worse when you're under a lot of stress. And sometimes with aches and pains, that's going to be due to the chronic arousal of the muscles.
Right.
You know, the tension in your muscles.
Insomnia, other sleep problems.
Waking up at 2 in the morning
yeah.
is that's one of the clear as a bell signs that mm-hmm. you're stressed, because that's when your brain produces the most cortisol.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of success now with hypnosis for sleep problems. It seems to be, I've got three or four people that I'm working with, and they are reporting great increases in their ability to sleep. So if you have sleep problems, you may want to
look into that.
Think about that. I'll be happy to work with you.
Well, what about a loss of interest in sex? Or having upset stomach, whether yeah. it's gas or you know, whatever.
Eating too much, eating too little, difficulty concentrating, making decisions, and my number one thing, fatigue. We'll see you on the other side of the break, 256-737-9505.
So this said Holly Jolly Christmas Jazz, so I was expecting a slow saxophone.
Yeah, I love
relaxing,
it.
Relaxing, and it's...
Well, love it. Wake us up when the break's over.
Body wakes for you, kiss her once for me. We'll have a Holly Jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a Holly Jolly Christmas this year.
Seed Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Coleman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Coleman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12. More information is available online at seedharvestmusicacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of the Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause? Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Store is located in the middle of downtown Coleman, conveniently located just a block south of the courthouse. This locally owned business offers friendly, no waiting, personal service. How can it get any better than that? Well, here's how. How about the fact that they even deliver within the city limits of Coleman? You've got a sick kid? Well, what could be better than calling Medical Arts and asking them to deliver the medicine that you need? In fact, I can't think of another pharmacy that does that. They also have a large selection of food for special diets, as well as health food, oils, and supplements. Flu shots are available, too. They can be reached at 734-4933 or online at medicalartswellnessrx.com. Let Medical Arts Apothecary save your day.
Hey, this is Susan Atkinson with Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Natural Store. We have proudly been serving Coleman and its surrounding areas for over 60 years, and we appreciate your continued business.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
You're listening to Live 95.
Welcome back. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. A show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
Welcome back. I am Howard Rogers.
And I'm Richard Morris.
We have discussed stress and the effects of stress, causes, and all of that. Got to be something you can do about it.
Well, it wouldn't be fair for us to talk about how awful things are without at least going over some of the things people can do to help.
Yeah, I think recognize the signs of your body and the responses to stress, such as I can't sleep. And, I've never had a sleep problem. I've done some work with a sleep clinic and had one lady sitting there when we were going over all this. She said, you don't have the foggiest idea what I'm talking about, do you? I said, no, ma'am, I don't. But what's the problem with sleep?
Well, there are all sorts of things. Like we've talked about before, your body produces hormones over the course of a 24-hour period. And if you're keyed up and on edge from the adrenaline and those sorts of chemicals, then you're going to have trouble going to sleep. If you're waking up in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. other than to go to the bathroom, then that may be a sign that you're having a lot more physical response to stress
right.
than is
right.
helpful.
If you're increasing your use of alcohol or other substances, that may be an indication that you are self-medicating with a morally accepted method of medicine.
That does not require that you acknowledge that you have
right,
a problem.
I don't have a problem. It's just a beer.
Well, if you're overwhelmed by stress, I think if somebody's really feeling overwhelmed, if they're not sleeping, they're waking up at 2 in the morning and can't get back to sleep, waking up mm-hmm. early in the morning, they're sleeping 2 or 3 hours a night, they're having trouble eating or they're gaining a lot of weight, and they're feeling like, you know, I'm really at the end, they need to get some help.
Yeah, and if you don't know whether or not you're stressed, find someone that may can tell you whether or not you're stressed. And we're going to start off, I tell almost everyone I see that, you know, the first thing you need to do is go to the doctor and have a really good physical, a medical doctor and have a really good physical.
Well, that's important because there are some physical conditions that can cause your body to respond that way.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say that they've been to the doctor, they're not feeling totally overwhelmed, they're just feeling worn out. Mm-hmm. Loss of energy and all of those related things. They're snapping at the family, at the people that they work with. What can people do to
256
prevent that?
962 6296. Find a counselor.
Well, I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
But for most people, things they can do to help themselves include
try finding a way to relax.
Well, that's really one of the keys.
Yeah.
Now, there are some things that I have found that are exceptional for that.
Mm-hmm.
And massage is one of those.
Yeah.
And another is the sauna
mm-hmm.
or steam room if you belong to a health club that has mm-hmm. either of those. And there again, it's stressful, but once you're out of it, your body can relax.
Right.
So it allows you to let go of some of that stress. It could be meditation,
mm-hmm.
yoga. There's several yoga classes in the Coleman area.
Yeah, and if if you don't think this is appropriate for you, go buy one of the Dollar Trees of whatever store. Buy you a really big, thick coloring book and a gigantic box of colors. Go home.
Felt tip markers.
That's
right.
Color.
Well, because that's the thing. It's a relaxing activity. Mm-hmm. For some people, and you and I are probably in this group, reading.
Yeah, hand me a book.
Things.
Just hand me a book.
And it doesn't, in fact, it's better for me if it's not work-related.
Yeah.
You know, just a fantasy that kind of gets me out and away from things and gives me a vacation from the stress.
That's important. There's so many things that you can do there. Buy you a penny whistle and learn to play it.
Don't buy a violin and start learning to play right away.
No.
I can promise you from my own experience that will not be stress reducing.
But it only has four strings. It's the bow. I guarantee you it's the bow. Buy a penny whistle. Buy a kazoo. Buy a ukulele.
Or play the stereo.
Yeah, music, play the stereo.
Music is an excellent thing to help you relax.
But music will, it does something in your mind that nobody seemingly can understand or explain. But
now,
it,
there's another area for research that we need, that would be fun to do.
Yeah.
And I think there's been some research, but not the same kind we would want to do. Now, what about setting goals? This time of year, you know, with all the priorities and everything set for you, it's hard to find time to do these other things.
Yeah, it really is.
So you have to set a goal and a priority. These are the couple of things I absolutely have to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that I have to do, you know, until, say, Christmas. I've read one little study or one story that talked about this one stress specialist moved their Christmas party to January. And the whole purpose of that was to get it out of the same time when other people are trying to do all of their things.
I have this thing I do with patients who say that they're just absolutely overloaded with things to do. Break them down into three things. What do you got to do?
Right.
What do you need to do? And what do you want to do? And you got to do the goddess first, then the needs, and then the wants.
Well, but you have to make sure that you have time every day to do some of those wants. Because remember, what you're trying to do is to move back up that stress curve to the area where you're doing better and you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
That then allows you to enjoy the holidays.
Yeah, and it makes a note here. Learn to say no to new tasks. One of the New Year's resolutions that I would suggest that everyone out there makes is how to become an assertive person. Maybe we need to do a couple of seminars on that.
Well, assertiveness is important, not aggressiveness.
No, not aggressive, assertive.
Right.
And as because a lot of what we find ourselves doing is not necessarily things we want to do, but we don't know how to say no.
Well, that's true. But now, this time of year, do you remember when you were a kid, what was the favorite part of the Christmas holidays? And don't tell me being out of school.
Getting up on Christmas morning and seeing what jolly old Saint Nick left.
Well, and for me, it was seeing all the family members, the friends, the family, people that you may not see every day, but that when you, I mean, sure, I had one aunt that pinched my cheeks, but, you know, it was good to see them and my cousins that were almost my age. So, you know, those are the kind of things that you want to stay connected.
Yeah, I was raised in kind of a different environment there. I was raised in what they called a family pocket. My grandparents were there, my cousins, my uncles, all we had a bunch of them right there in a little pocket around West Point. We saw them all the time. So on Christmas, you know, we didn't want to come over and eat our candy because we only had one piece and you couldn't lick it but so many times. But I understand, getting family
together.
Okay,
and my family was almost the opposite. Yeah. I had some family in Birmingham, others in Iowa. and we didn't see them that often. So for us, that was part of what made it special.
Staying connected is an important thing, and I don't think that we do enough of it now. But
And the same with seeing friends and church members. Mm-hmm. Another used to be favorite things for me was singing in the church choir.
Yeah,
we would do a choir program, but you can rest assured that the month leading up to it, we practiced not just on Wednesday night, but probably several other nights a week. Yeah.
And when you're having these family get-togethers, keep a diary. Who was there? What happened? Kids are going to want to know as they get older. My mother, bless her heart, We would all go into her house on Thanksgiving, and some Thanksgiving in her little 3-bedroom, small, modest home, she would serve 50, 55 people Thanksgiving meals. And those were all her kids, grandkids, and all of that. And then she would call to all her friends and brag to them how many people she had in her house. So, you know, there may be something, and I encourage people, and my wife does things like, you know, okay, everybody's going to put their handprint on this piece of canvas or whatever. But
right, because that helps you to stay connected, to establish and maintain those connections. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that is, and see, that's part of what makes the holiday a stressful event rather than just a have-to thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every time we come in here, Howard, we end up talking about one thing that helps with stress, depression, anxiety.
I know where you're going with this.
Right?
And right, absolutely.
Because it's just about the universal medicine.
It is.
And it that's is. Called
exercise.
and it doesn't have to be going and lifting weights or playing basketball with, you know, 9 other people that are out there trying to have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. No, it can be walking.
Yeah.
It can be walking on a treadmill this time of year out. Oh, it can be blistery cold out there. Riding an exercise bike. But doing something, and it's not that it's all that hard work or anything, but just to get going.
Yeah, and I think you pointed out one thing that is being confirmed almost on a regular basis. The speed with which you do it is not really all that important.
No, but you need to be doing it for at least 30 minutes.
Right, continuously.
And I would suggest really up to about an hour.
Right.
Now,
right.
Finding that time requires that you go back and
you just stressed me, Richard.
You set goals and priorities.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not that you don't have time to do it. Everybody has 24 hours in a day.
Absolutely. It's how you slice it.
And doing the things that you have to do, the things you want to do, and that needs to be one of the things you want to do.
Yeah, it's one of the things you want to do, because it's overall beneficial. There is nothing detrimental you can say about exercise. Nothing.
Unless, I'm going to find one of these things, unless you exercise so much that it causes physical health problems.
Yeah, and you can do that. It's just something that is bad. If you have a topic that you would like for us to cover, give us a call.
We have talked about doing programs on retirement, on positive building your life rather than trying to get around problems in it. And those are both areas that we would love to do.
Yeah, maybe how to say no without stepping on toes, or how to say no without feeling guilty.
Now, that's more likely.
Yeah.
It's how do you say no without feeling guilty?
No!
You didn't feel guilty?
Not at all. Not at all. So, you know, it doesn't have to be those topics, but we would like to cover things that you have an interest in, things that you find beneficial, things that you find helpful. So give us a call when Facebook gets back up. Send us a note. And until then, I'm Howard Rogers.
And I'm Richard Morris.
We represent the Delta Center, 256-962-6296, individual, family, and group counseling. Have a great evening.
And have a wonderful holiday.